Hello, and welcome to the Living My Human Design podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hoover, and I'm so excited that you're here. I have been on a self-healing journey since my early 20s, and when I discovered human design in January of 2021, I felt like I had finally found what I had spent the last 20 years searching for. I believe that if we live as our authentic selves, having forgiveness, compassion, love, and understanding in our hearts, that ripples out and positively impacts everyone we interact with. That is how we have the biggest positive impact on the world. My purpose is to be a beacon of light in the world, attracting those who have broken down, fallen apart, and are stuck under the weight of life, and help them rise up as their true authentic selves. By sharing my human design experiment through this podcast, I hope to encourage others to begin their own healing journey by experimenting with their own human design. Continue listening and join me on this life-changing experiment of self-discovery. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. I have been in a little bit of a low throughout the month of March, probably the end of February, and throughout March so far. And I came to realize that my energy was just drained. And it had been a while since I had really felt this drained, this lack of energy. I would wake up in the morning just as tired as I went to bed, or I would wake up and I'd have a little bit of energy, but by midday I was ready for a nap. And this is so unusual for me. I usually have quite an abundance of energy, especially since I discovered human design. So I took a moment and I pondered this, and I was questioning, you know, why am I so low? Why do I have this lack of energy? And I understand that my emotional wave works in cycles. And I know that sometimes my mood's going to be a little bit higher and sometimes I'm going to feel a little bit lower. This one just had lasted quite some time, but it also taught me a lot. It taught me that I have been actually saying yes to too many things that light me up without checking in with my emotional authority first to verify that I do in fact have enough energy for all of these things. And I had just put a lot on my plate. And so I took some time and thought about what is actually really important to me right now. What do I really want to focus on? And part of my intentions for 2024 is to become more healthy, honor my physical body, feed my body food that is nutritious, move my body in a way that is fun, and just really focus on my physical health. It's not something that I have been paying much attention to recently, and I really need to have a healthy vessel and take care of myself first so that I can go out into the world and help others. So I'm focusing, and I'm also the type of person that when I put too much on my plate, like when I try to make too many changes at once, my mind just can't handle all of the change. It's just there's too much new going on and I'm just going to shut down and do nothing. So that I think also played a part into it. But I really had a profound aha moment during a portion of this low at the beginning of the month. And it started out with my husband and I. We live full-time in our RV and we travel around. We move about every 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And we also have 2 dogs. My husband goes to bed before me and he loves his sleep. I am not one that sleeps a lot. I've never been one that sleeps a lot. So I usually go to bed between 9 and 10, and I usually wake up between 5 and 5:30 every morning. my job in the mornings is to take the dogs outside so that they can go potty. And then I usually do a little bit of yoga, some meditation, and some journaling. And on this particular morning, I was low, I was tired, I woke up and I took the dogs outside. And we were in an area where we were able to set up our little fence that we have. And it was a graveled area, so the dogs were able to go potty right there within our fenced area. And I would just sit there and watch them. So the dogs went to the bathroom and one of our dogs peed and pooped. I know this is dirty information, but it's relevant to the story. So they went to the bathroom, Bailey pooped. I didn't have any bags with me, and I decided I'll just go pick it up when we go take them for a walk later in the morning. So we came inside, I did my normal routine. My husband woke up and we were talking, just our normal morning conversation. And I had mentioned to him that I took the dogs out in the morning. Bailey peed and pooped, but Louie did not. A little while later in that morning, for some reason, so Louie's a puppy. He, at the time, was 8 months old, and he'd been mostly potty trained for the most part. He wasn't having accidents in the house anymore. But for some reason, on this day, he decided to pee in Bailey's bed. And so we grabbed him and we threw him outside. And this was 5 minutes after my husband and I had the conversation about the fact that I had taken the dogs out earlier in the morning. So we put him outside and just kind of leave him be. I start cleaning up Bailey's bed. And a few minutes later, my husband says, "Oh, it looks like Louie pooped." And I look out there and I was like, "No. Louie didn't poop. That's Bailey's from this morning. We just had this conversation 5 minutes ago." And for some reason, the fact that he did not hear me when we were having this conversation and retain it, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I didn't realize that it was bothering me so much that I would have to repeat myself to him frequently. It seems that we have a little bit of a communication problem. And it's not really a communication problem. I think it's actually was the universe trying to show me an area that I needed to do some healing in. Because frequently we'll have conversations where I will tell him something and he won't remember it. And he'll ask me about it again later that day or a couple days later. And it's kind of an irritation, but I just file it away and, you know, it is whatever. I recognize it because I'm a very good listener. It's something that's really important to me. So when someone talks to me, I pay attention and I listen with my whole being. And I guess that there was a part of me that expected others to listen at that same level, which I know not everybody does. But on this particular day, the fact that he didn't hear me and that he wasn't listening to me hurt really bad because I was also in this emotional low. Hurt to the point that like I was teary over it. I was making coffee in the morning and the old stories were going off in my head that he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't care about me, which I know is bullshit. Okay, I 100% know it's bullshit, but at this point in time, those were the stories that were going in my head. And I just got into this low. I made the coffee and I knew I didn't want to talk to him about it at this point because again, I was emotionally low and I don't like to have hard conversations when I'm in that headspace because they don't go well. I just know that about me. I have to be more in a neutral part of my wave before I can have difficult conversations like that. So I step away into our bedroom just to take some time to myself and to let the emotions flow through me. And I get out my pen and paper and I start journaling on it because it dawns on me, if this is a big trigger point for me, then either I have this within me or there's something related to this that I need to do some healing. It's shining a spotlight in an area that I need to look at myself in. So I start journaling about when in my life did I feel like I wasn't heard? Why do I feel like when someone doesn't hear me or listen to me, that it equates to me not being important and them not loving me? Where did this story first start? Where did this come from? And so I'm sitting here journaling, and then it dawns on me. When I was a little girl, I was sexually abused by a family member, and it started when I was 5 years old. And I told my parents right after it happened, I told them what had happened. And so they sat us down, we had a conversation, and it stopped for a little while. And then a little while later, it started up again, and it went on for a little bit. And then I really looked up to this person and I admired this person. And so, I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. The first time I told, nothing, it didn't really stop. It started up again. So I waited a little longer. But eventually I did tell my parents again. And again, they sat us down, we had a conversation about it, and it stopped for a while. But then a little while later, it started up again. And so by the third time that this started up again, I had learned that telling my parents about what was going on didn't actually stop it from happening. So I didn't tell for a very long time. And I was in fifth grade, I was around 11 years old when I had kind of hinted around to a friend of mine about what was going on. And that friend had a conversation with their parents, and their parents called CPS and they came to my school and they interviewed me in my school. And they asked me questions, if anybody was touching me inappropriately, and they talked about what good touch was and what bad touch was and all of that. And I went through the whole like hour long interview, it was about 30 minutes, and denied, said nothing like that was happening to me. I opened the door, I was getting ready to walk out, and I stopped and I turned around and I went back in and I was like, well, actually, this is what's happening to me. And then I told them the story of what was going on in my life. And then I had to stay at the school. They had to call my parents. And then we went into this whole ordeal. And then I felt like I was in trouble for telling someone other than my family after it happened. So here I had been experiencing the sexual abuse. I told them twice about it. It didn't stop. I told a third party about it, and then I get in trouble for telling someone, I wasn't really in trouble, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I know that I had this feeling like I had done something wrong because I told someone that wasn't my family. So then there was this shame around what had happened. There was this shame around, telling and airing our family's dirty laundry. And my parents didn't really handle it super well. And I can't even imagine what they were going through in this moment, knowing that someone that they love and care about was hurting another person that they love and care about. And I can't even imagine what they were going through in that moment. And I know that they handled it to the best of their abilities at that time. I spent many years in counseling, and I thought I had healed or overcome all of that trauma from my past. Us as a family talked and we communicated, and there were apologies, and we're all in a good place to this day. And so I thought that, all of that was behind me. But here, there was this little piece of trauma that I was completely unaware of that was still having a profound effect in my day-to-day life. So when I was a little girl and I was, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and I was telling about this and my parents weren't listening to me, then my unconscious mind learned that my voice isn't important, that I'm not important, and that I somehow deserved what was happening to me. I know that 100% was not their intention, but we're so impressionable at that age. From birth to 7 years old, we are taking in everything in our world and learning how to be a functional member of our family and of society. And for the first 7 years of our life, our brain is mostly operating in theta and alpha wavelengths. And this is the same wavelengths as hypnosis or meditation. And when we're in that theta brain state, that's where we're learning, we're creating memories. There's the intuition is there. And it's where we're observing and copying the behaviors of those around us and learning how to navigate the world. We don't have any critical thinking skills or rational thinking, and we accept everything that we're told and what we see as truth. And so from birth to 7 years old, our mind is like a sponge and it's just absorbs information, and we're so open to suggestion. And this is programming our subconscious mind. Our brain is like a computer hard drive, and during this time in our life, the brain's neural connections are being made and hardwired into our brain. So after those first 7 years of life, this programming that we received from birth to 7 is what runs the rest of our life. 95% of our day, we're operating from our unconscious mind. And Bruce Lipton has an amazing book called The Biology of Belief, and he talks a lot about this, and I highly, highly recommend this book. So basically, at that point in time in my life, I had learned that my voice was unimportant. Like, I learned to stifle my voice because I felt like I wasn't worth being heard. And when I spoke, I would get in trouble. And yeah, that I didn't matter, that my voice didn't matter. And I think that's even why I struggle a little bit sometimes with this podcast. And I feel like my stories don't flow, or sometimes I'll record a podcast like 12 times before I finally air it because it doesn't meet my expectations. And I believe that a lot of this comes from this point in time in my life where I learned to stifle my voice. I learned that it wasn't okay for me to speak, and that I would get in trouble. So I took a few minutes and I did a meditation. I love meditation. It is the most healing thing that we can do for ourselves. But I sat in a quiet space and I focused on my breathing and kind of relaxed and let all the emotions just kind of pass through me. And then I imagined myself sitting down with little Nicole and having a conversation with her and telling her, you know, I'm so sorry that you were not heard when you were telling about what was going on with you. And I am so sorry that you felt like your voice was unimportant and that you weren't heard, because you are important and I do hear you. And I had a conversation with little Nicole and I gave her a hug, and then I brought myself out of the meditation. So just having an awareness of where some of our triggers are coming from helps us to choose a different reaction when and if that pops up again. And another great tool for working with these subconscious beliefs and changing these subconscious beliefs is tapping. Like I think it's called EFT. It's a modality that I really want to learn, but tapping can really help with that. So can Psych K. And there's a lot of things that we can do to help us to release these old beliefs that we held from birth to seven that we would like to change so that we can live the life that we want to live. So just a big aha moment that I had this month. And as I take time to really honor myself, honor my body, honor my mood, and reconnect with that emotional authority that I had unconsciously chosen to start ignoring and just listening to that sacral that was all excited and lit up by everything. Taking a step back again, following that strategy and authority, you know, as we try to change and evolve and, you know, live our best life, it is sometimes one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, one step back. You know, there is this little rubber band effect, and we just have to keep showing up for ourselves and keep moving forward, keep taking that imperfect action in the direction of our dreams. Keep picking yourself up. You are worth it. You are worthy. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this message. I will continue releasing podcasts every one to two times a month right now. And I have no idea what direction they're going to go. I'm just going to keep trusting my strategy and authority. Please let me know if you like what you are hearing. Give us a thumbs up or a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast. And you can always connect with me through Instagram, through direct message. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear what you think. So thank you so much for being here, and I will talk with you soon. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the podcast. If you like what you've heard here today, please take a moment to leave a review. Don't forget to subscribe so that you're notified when the next episode is released. If you have any questions, please connect with me on social media. The links are down below in the show notes. Don't forget, you can get your free human design chart at my website, livingmyhumandesign.com. And if you'd like to have me unpack your chart with you, you can also schedule an unpack at my website, and there are three options to choose from. That website address again is livingmyhumandesign.com. If you'd like to learn more about human design at your own pace, I highly recommend joining Emma Dunwoody's HDX membership. There are video modules on all parts of human design and tons of bonus materials. This membership also comes with a private Facebook community where you can ask questions and get additional support. I'm one of the guides in this community as well. The links to all of this information are down below in the show notes. Thank you again for listening. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and I'll talk with you soon.